don't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Hour number two here on this absolutely terrific Thursday, July 24th, 2025 edition, Your Defending Fathers with Chuck or Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Again, those markers are in for the podcast. Listen on demand anytime you want. All you have to do is go to the show's website, yourdefendingfathers.com, click on podcasts, and you can listen on demand anytime you want. Greatly appreciate Lori Skibo, the chair of the 9th Congressional District Republican Committee, and Dr. Phil O'Halloran, plaintiff in the lawsuit against Benson. Also, her vice chair, Braden Jacobazzi. He's been on the show before. Him and Tim Vitter went down and testified. I actually played the video of their testimony on the show when they gave testimony in front of State Representative Rochelle Smith's Election Integrity Committee, and got that into the record. Greatly, greatly, greatly appreciate everything that they're doing. Now, one thing you have to understand, this Congressional District Committee, 9th District, is very much like the same organization, part of the Michigan Republican Party, as our first Congressional District Republican Committee. Darrell Rendon is the chair, like Lori Skibo is the chair of the 9th District. Well, this coming Wednesday, they're going to do a fundraising event for the 1st District. And they, too, are very concerned about a couple of items that they are working on. They're going to put forward resolutions. They're going to inform voters. They are going to talk to candidates. They are going to do all kinds of things helping us to get a good, absolutely good primary turnout next August. State Senator Ed McBroom in the western part of the UP is term limited out. He has to be replaced. People are talking about who should be running for that seat. We need to vet these candidates. We need to vet Congressman Jack Bergman, as well as his opponent, Justin Michael, who's primary challenging him to run for that seat, the first congressional district seat. We need, as a district, to get Mike Rogers to come up and to answer some questions, to clear the air about Benghazi, about the embassy the night four Americans lost their lives when his wife, Christy Rogers, was hired by a British Great Britain company to provide security to that embassy while Hillary Clinton was the Secretary of State. We need those answers. Bill Huizenga, Congressman of the 4th Congressional District, made the announcement yesterday afternoon he is not going to primary challenge Mike Rogers. Now, I don't know if Donald Trump had any involvement in that, whether he wanted to keep Bill Huizenga in Congress, told him to stand down and not run against Rogers. I'm not sure. But we've got questions. We've got a lot of questions. And so that's something we're going to do as a first district. You need to text me the number 1ST so I can send you the flyer so that you can come and join us at this fundraiser this coming Wednesday, July 30th at 5 o'clock down in McBain. This is a priority, folks. I told you on January 1st, New Year's Day, when I did the show live, that you needed to save up some money and attend these events. Well, this is one of them. This coming Wednesday night, July 30th, 5 o'clock, McBain. Text me, 231-360-5140, the number 1ST, and I'll send you the flyer. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
All up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north, and you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment of hour number two. And you have to understand, folks, that all of this that's happening has been as a result of a huge amount of volunteerism. not getting paid, staying very vigilant to the cause, committing time, dollars, resources, FOIA requests. Some of those FOIA requests that have been submitted to Jocelyn Benson and other election officials, local, township, city, village, and some county clerks, have come with a price. Patrick Kobeck, for example, submitted a FOIA request to the city of Detroit clerk. She responded and said that she wanted $5,000 to provide the information he requested in his FOIA request. Pat raised that money and paid her. Dr. Phil O'Halloran had an attorney represent him in him and Braden Jacobazzi's lawsuit against Benson, the Secretary of State, that went all the way to the Michigan Supreme Court. There has been thousands of volunteer hours, gas, driving to meetings, driving to attorney offices, going to various county commissioner, board commissioner meetings, sitting down and talking with clerks. There's hundreds, if not thousands, of us patriots out there that have been doing this since 2020. Not getting paid, spending our own resources, our own gasoline to get to these meetings, our time. We all have a job to do, to pay the bills, to keep the lights on, but guess what? We have taken the time out of our day to do all this extra investigating and all of this work that we've been doing for years. And all we're asking you to do is come next Wednesday to a barbecue down in McBain, fundraising event for the 1st Congressional District, so that we can continue to do this type of work here in the 1st District. When the 9th Congressional District has an event, we're going to support their fundraising event. Because the work that Lori and Braden and Phil and Tim and Fani Matravati, all these people are doing, folks, they're not getting paid for it. They're doing it for the love of their country, for the love of their state, in order to basically save our democratic republic. If we don't save this republic, who's going to? If not now, when? If we are going to allow our past, what we've lived through in our lives, growing up, being born in the 1950s, growing up in the 1960s and 70s, beginning our business careers, raising our families, all the things that we have done as a legacy to our posterity, to our children, our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren. If we don't stand up and fight, if we don't stand up and fix this, what are we going to leave them? Jocelyn Benson has been one of the most corrupt Secretary of States in the history of the state of Michigan. A couple of text messages ago came in. Yeah. Well, guess what? The chickens are coming home to roost. This is just the beginning. I'm going to start off first with Dan Bonomi, former chair of the Crawford County GOP. He said, "Thank you, Lori and Dr. Phil O'Halloran. I have reviewed the data and watched the manipulation as well. As one of the, according to Pat Kobeck, he calls us Michigan's meddling kids, Scooby-Doo, those guys? Well, I want to scream from the hilltops, wake up, Michigan. These manipulations of our voting system are treasonous acts. They are attempting to take away our freedoms and our most sacred process we have to maintain the voice of we the people. All of these people should be found guilty of treason and be hung in the town square. I agree with you, Dan. And I think this process is starting to happen. Mike Slarsky is the one that says the chickens are coming home to roost. Thank God for Donald J. Trump. This is just the first thread being pulled on Benson. It's going to get deeper and deeper and deeper. Well, you guys heard Dr. Phil talk about the fact that Jocelyn Benson's PAC donated just months before the case went to the Michigan Supreme Court. Her PAC donated $82,500 to Justice Kyra Bowles, and she ended up, Bowles ended up writing the majority opinion against Dr. Phil in favor of Jocelyn Benson. Oh, yeah, right. Nothing suspicious there. Nothing to see. You know, this is getting to a point, folks, where you have to connect the dots. Guess who else Jocelyn Benson's PAC supported on November 5th of 2024 in the election? Right here in Antrim County, her PAC supported Cheryl Guy's writing campaign against my wife, Victoria Bishop, for Antrim County Clerk. According to her campaign finance report, she also supported other nefarious activities. Her PAC did. And now she wants to be the next governor of the state of Michigan? Well, with this letter from the Department of Justice demanding this information be delivered before the end of this month, that's a week from today, they're not screwing around. They're not even giving her 10 business days. They're saying, we want this before the end of the month. And one of the things that you have to understand, voter history. Again, you guys have to understand this clear as a bell. Your history of how you voted, when you voted, where you voted, is a record that should never change. Facts are facts. When did you vote? Where did you vote? How did you vote? Did you vote in person? Did you vote absentee? Did you vote early? All that information is in your account, your voter history. How is your voting record being transferred to another voter ID? How is your voting record moving out of your county into another county? How is your voting record being manipulated that you didn't vote actually in person, you voted absentee? For what purpose are they doing this? And like this video snippet that Tim Vitter did, when this is brought forward, this evidence is brought forward, presented to the Secretary of State, they scrub the record altogether. If your file was manipulated in any way, shape, or form, they found it, they discovered it, and they showed it to Benson, Benson deletes your voter history. Like you don't even exist. You've never voted in the state of Michigan. What? Again, this is the most corrupt Secretary of State we have ever had in the history of the state of Michigan. This is treasonous, folks. Well, guess what? Another treasonous act was done by a former president while in office, Barack Hussein Obama. And guess what? One of those people involved in the Russia hoax that Barack Hussein Obama, working with Hillary Clinton, concocted against Donald Trump's victory in 2016 over Hillary Clinton, perpetrated by the mainstream media news. Well, three people were instructed, tasked by then President Barack Hussein Obama, to come out with a security assessment report stating that there was Russian collusion with the Donald Trump campaign to make Donald Trump defeat Hillary Clinton back in 2016. Well, the director of national intelligence, Tulsi Gabbard, under Donald J. Trump's administration in his cabinet, has found the evidence. And they've presented that evidence to the Attorney General, Pam Bondi, for her review to see if, in fact, laws were broken. And if laws were broken, can they still be prosecuted? Has the statute of limitations ran out? Has the United States Supreme Court's decision that a president has immunity from anything he did while he was president of the United States, did that apply to Barack Hussein Obama, who, when he found out that Donald Trump defeated Hillary Clinton and was going to be the next president, immediately came up with this plan to get Donald Trump out of office, to bring him down, even before he was sworn in on January 20th of 2017, they were already scamming in November of 2016 and December of 2016. In the first couple of weeks of January 2017, before he was sworn in on January 20th, they were already concocting a plan and using their fake legacy corporate media to play it, to spin it, that Donald Trump was not the duly elected president, that he and his campaign colluded with Russia to get him to defeat Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton even went so far to say that Donald Trump was going to be a puppet of Vladimir Putin because of how he got elected president. To be the 45th president of the United States, he did it with Vladimir Putin's help. It led to impeachments. It led to indictments. It led to lawsuits. It led to him being raided at his residence at Mar-a-Lago. Well, guess what? That information is going to be investigated. And I've got some video proof plays that I'm going to show you or hear, play for you in the next half hour. Videos on my end. You'll hear the audio just after the bottom of the hour news break of hour number two. We'll be right back.
Is Michigan News Source.